Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving into the fascinating world of massively boosting LLMs with, drumroll, MCP servers.
MCP servers sounds cryptic, spill the tea.
Think of it like this. Your LLM, say Claude or Klein, wants to do something in the real world. Check the weather, update a database, even read Google Maps. It needs a helper. That's where MCP servers come in. They're like little personal assistants for LLMs.
Okay, I'm intrigued, but what is MCP? Is it some secret code?
Not so secret anymore. MCP stands for Model Context Protocol. It's a standardized way for applications to give context to LLMs. So, if an LLM needs live weather data, the MCP server acts as a bridge to the weather API.
Ah, so it's the link between the LLM's brain and the real-world information it needs?
Exactly. And the best part? It's not some complicated setup. The video uses a TypeScript SDK, but there are SDKs for Python, Java, Kotlin, even Rust on the way. Just a few lines of code, and you're good to go.
Code? You lost me there, but I'm getting the bigger picture. So this video builds an MCP server for BetterStack?
You got it. They use the BetterStack API, specifically the Monitors API, to let the LLM create, delete, and check the status of monitors.
Monitors, like keeping an eye on website uptime.
Precisely. The example shows how to create a tool within the MCP server. This tool sends a post request to create a new monitor.
So the LLM can basically say, hey, MCP server, create a monitor for Google.com, and it just happens.
Yup, the LLM sends parameters like the URL and a name, the MCP server uses the BetterStack API, and boom, a new monitor is born.
That's incredibly powerful. What about accessing existing data, like getting a list of all monitors?
That's where resources come in. They're like get endpoints. The MCP server can provide access to data like file contents, database records, even images.
Got it. Tools are for actions, resources are for data. I see. Interesting.
And they demonstrated how to set this all up in both Cursor and Claude. A few configuration tweaks, and you're off to the races.
I'm starting to get really excited about the possibilities here. Imagine the workflows you could automate.
Absolutely. And there are even more features on the horizon, like sampling, where the server can request completions from the LLM. The future of LLMs is looking very, very interesting. Thanks for joining us, folks. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Nutty's Show. Stay tuned for more deep dives into the world of cooking, technology, and finance. Until next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.